Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket over in Detroit joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jeff, how you doing, man?
What's going on? How you guys doing in Milwaukee?
We are doing well, flying high right now as we've got a team. They're greening up the river and, you know, wrapping is going up on the bridges and everybody's got Bucks fever. But here's my question is, do you think in any way, shape, or form the Detroit Pistons can pull off the mighty upset? I'll take that as a no.
I mean, no. I got to tell you, like, Bill, it's crazy because I've been racking my brain, so is all of Detroit, trying to figure out how the Pistons could even win one game, much less four games. I mean, as you know, the Bucks have beat the Pistons in four games during the regular season by an average of 14.5 points. And Blake Griffin, the Pistons' best player, might not even play. Now, he did practice today, a light workout, so I guess that's good news for the Pistons. But I don't see it in the least bit. I mean, keep in mind that the Pistons are 41-41. They backed their way into the playoffs. They had to win two games, their last two games, against the Grizzlies team that was having you and I play point guard. And then they had to go the very next day and beat the Knicks, the worst in the league Knicks. And then they just barely got the 8th seed. This is not a good basketball team. And if they were in the West, they'd be like a 13th seed. So I don't think that the Pistons have a chance in this one.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Blake Griffin because the question is what his health is going to be. Do you see – put it this way. Even if he plays, how effective do you see him being?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, he played his second-to-last game against the Grizzlies, and he just couldn't move. I mean, he was actually – he even said it after the game. He said, I hurt this team. I just couldn't help him out at all. So – he didn't play against the Knicks, and that was on Wednesday. Now, he's going to have, 4 days of rest before Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pistons just said this. Look, 4 days, Sunday, not enough time. He has tendonitis in his knee. Rest him on Sunday. Then you got until Wednesday, and maybe he would play games 2, 3, and 4, and maybe they can try to eke out and make this thing a series. But I wouldn't expect much from him. He's been tremendous this season. He's been more than anybody could have ever asked for. He's put this team on his back. But right now, unfortunately, he's injured. And I think he'll play all four games, five games if it goes that far. I just don't know how effective he's going to be.
What is the thought process in defending Giannis?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. I mean, so Blake's obviously going to be on him. And we know what's going to happen the one way. We know Giannis is going to try to get out on Blake because he shoots a ton of three-pointers. And if he doesn't, the Bucks seem to allow a lot of threes to forwards and centers. They don't really worry about it, not as so much to guards. And it is what it is. As far as Giannis, I almost think it's let Giannis beat you and let him go crazy and then just try to shut down everybody else. But, I mean, this guy's he's going to be the MVP. He hasn't been able to be stopped in four games against the Pistons already. The league can't stop him. So I got to be honest, I don't know. The other thing, too, is if you want to double him, I mean, go for it, but then somebody's going to be open to shoot a wide-open three. So it seems like that's obviously going to be the main struggle for the Pistons in this series.
Who else do the Pistons have to rely on that's going to be able to say, you know, kind of keep pace with what the Bucks have to offer?
Well, that's the other problem. So you guys remember Thon Maker, who
right.
used to be a Buck and now was a Piston, and he's been good. He's blocked some shots. He's still a young guy, really nice guy, and hit some pretty key threes. If Blake doesn't play, expect Thon Maker to play in his place. As far as other guys to watch for, Luke Kennard is going to, you know, start. He has been hitting a lot more threes of late. The Bucks seem to give up a lot of threes, so that's a guy to watch out for. Been averaging right around 13 to 15 points his last 7 or 8 games, and he's been key when the Pistons got hot. Reggie Jackson hasn't been all that good, so Ish Smith, the backup point guard, expect for him to play a lot of minutes as well. And then, you know, Andre Drummond is going to get his without a doubt. You know, he's the game's best rebounder. You know, at times he seems to take some time off, but it's going to have to be a collective effort. The Pistons just don't have enough firepower. They really don't. They haven't found consistency all year long. And to think that you can go into a series against the best in the game, Bucks, and find a way to eke out 4, much less 1, it's just going to be a struggle. You know, the funny thing, too, is here in Detroit, it's bizarre. Half, I'm not even kidding, do a Twitter poll. Half of Detroit didn't even want the Pistons to make the playoffs.
That's what I heard.
Rather than blow it up. What's that?
That's what I heard, was that a lot of people just wanted to see him make the lottery and start over.
100%, which I mean, I guess you can't blame those people. In fact, I was one of those people. They wanted them to trade everything off at the deadline and hopefully tank and get yourself a lottery pick and come back next year with a really good player and Blake Griffin and go to work. You know, there's a lot of people that are so angry at the organization. Mind you, they haven't won a playoff game since 2008. And the owner's just like, yeah, making the playoffs is a big deal. They're so angry, some of these fans at the organization, that they want nothing but the worst. They would be happy if the Bucks throttled them in four games. It's really weird here. So, you know, I won't be surprised if the first two ever playoff games at Little Caesars Arena, I don't think they're going to be sellouts. I mean, you'll probably have a decent crowd, but it's bizarre. Some people are happy. Other people, probably more people, are not happy at all.
You can get some tickets. We were checking on StubHub earlier. You can get some tickets for that place if you're a Bucks fan. I know there's Bucks fans going over for under $100. It's not like it's, you know, a hard ticket to get.
Wait a little bit. It might go even further. I mean, secondary market, I got to believe you can get it even cheaper. Yeah, Bill, I mean, I don't kid. They are the worst in attendance in the NBA, number one. And then number two, there is this almost hatred for the team until they finally decide to do things the right way, which you and I both know is you got to blow it all up and start from scratch. Meanwhile, the owner has blocked a couple of trades for Andre Drummond. The owner is shooting T-shirts to the crowd. Well, the fans just want something, hopefully, in the near future that resembles a winning basketball team. But it's a very bizarre, bizarre environment here in Detroit.
I know you got to run, Jeff. I appreciate it. We'll bug you again as the series moves on, and then we'll just kind of see how things shake out, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket over there in Detroit, the Motor City, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.